This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Seaman Matthew Miller. On November 14th, the volunteers helped clean up the Juliet Pier Basin. Here's the event coordinator, Petty Officer Cook, to tell us more about it.
So the purpose of the Juliet Basin cleanup is we get a lot of trash floating around in the waters out here, and it gets into the ship's intakes and causes massive damage to the ships that we have on the pier. So the purpose of this is to get out here with people from the base and just try to make it safer for our ships and just a cleaner overall area. Last year when we did this, I think we pulled up 14 full, like 20-gallon trash bags, but this year we barely even filled up, like, I think two, right? So progress has been obviously made leaps and bounds above what it was last year, just an overall cleaner base, cleaner basin, better for our ships and better for the country of Japan.
On November 9th, Command Fleet Activity Sasebo, or CFAS, participated in the annual Self-Defense Force Parade at the Shopping Arcade in Sasebo, Japan. Participants included the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, the Japan Ground Self-Defense Force, and a 25-person detail of the U.S. Navy sailors stationed at CFAS. Reviewing officers included Vice Admiral Tetsuya Fukuda, Major General Toshikatsu Musha, Captain Michael Fontaine, Mayor Daisuke Miyajima, and Chairman Takuya Kanako. The parade commemorates Self-Defense Forces Day, observed annually on November 1st, and highlights the Japan Self-Defense Force Commands based in Sasebo. The U.S. Navy's participation in the parade is a long-standing tradition reflecting the alliance between Japan and the United States and the partnership between the Japan Self-Defense Force and the United States Navy. This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.